God's word for you, Mark 16, verse 12. After this, Jesus appeared in another form to two of them while they were walking in the country. Mark builds up the resurrection appearances and proclamation, first the empty tomb, combined with the heraldry of an angel. Then Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. She did not have trouble recognizing him, so we can be confident that he appeared to her in the same form that she had known him to have in this lifetime. Now he appears to two disciples, two of them, his followers. This is surely the same thing reported by Luke as the two men walking to the nearby town of Emmaus in Luke 24, 13 to 35. Mark's language here uses very similar words as his description of Simon of Cyrene, who was just then coming in from the country. It's Mark 15, 21. The walk in the country was not a Sabbath day's journey, since Christ rose on Sunday, not on the Sabbath day. Emmaus was about 7 miles west of Jerusalem, just where the land shifts from the mountainous terrain to sloping lowlands. Emmaus was the site of a battle during the Maccabean Wars. It's mentioned 1 Maccabees 3:55 to 4:22. During the Byzantine era, that is before the Islamic conquest, there was a church there with a beautiful baptistry. The building was restored during the Crusader years. The challenging detail in Mark's text is that Jesus appeared in another form to these disciples. What does "in another form," en hetera morphe, mean? There seem to be a few main possibilities. First, another form might have been his glorified state, as when he was transfigured before Peter, James, and John in Mark 9:2. But there's no mention of a dazzling light here, and his face and voice did not seem to be any different at the transfiguration. The apostles who witnessed that event still recognized him as Jesus, as we see in Mark 9, verses 4 and 5. Well, second, another form might mean an entirely different face, as if I might suddenly look like my brother, or my friend might suddenly look like a man I'd never met. The trouble with this explanation is that there doesn't really seem to be any reason that Jesus would do this. Would we expect that he would not have the form, that is, the body that was crucified, when we see him in heaven? Would Jesus himself not bear the marks of Jesus, as Paul says in Galatians 6:17? Such a thing seems to my troubled mind like a lie, a deception on the part of the one who embodies truth. Would taking a different body, a different form, mean that this was not, in fact, the incarnate Christ, the one who was crucified and risen? Well, third, another form seems to be explained in Luke's gospel when he says their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. That's Luke 24:16. Could this be that Christ himself prevented them from understanding that who he was, since his body was the spiritual body that he will be seen with in eternity? In the case of Jesus, how would this differ from the body he had in life? Except his hair might not be tousled by the wind, or he would not have dirty fingernails or tears or other things that some pietist might consider to be imperfections, but which in fact are not. Or fourth, perhaps another form is best taken as an inability on the part of the disciples to recognize him, that he was shrouded from them until their faith recognized him when he broke bread with him, until they broke bread with him in Emmaus. Just how this might be said in Greek, and the weakness of English translations is a flaw in human beings, myself in particular, and not a flaw of the Holy Spirit. The difference between this and the previous explanation is that here, something in the men could not recognize him yet, rather than Christ holding back their perception in some way. Pastor Wenzel attempts to describe this by saying that Jesus had the body of the spiritual world, which might well not be recognized by those who are firmly in this world, but this explanation too limps like, well, like the rest. So whether our Lord now had some rich and exquisite form, such as he had at the Transfiguration, or a different body, although this seems unlikely, or whether these two men were simply kept from seeing what the women clearly saw, we're left with, I think, an unanswerable question. And we must take off our caps to the Holy Spirit and permit the Scripture to say what the Scripture says. I, for one, am content to admit that I do not have every answer. I am nothing but a very simple man, after all, not very far removed from the little boy who climbed trees and played pretend games in a little grassy backyard many years ago, his head full of faith in Jesus and daydreams full of wonder and fantasy. Their heads, that is, these two disciples, were not so much full of faith as they were full of doubts and troubles and fears. But they did, in the end, recognize him. Whatever his other form was, he was perceived and his resurrection was believed. Now, well, the stone was rolled away. An angel proclaimed the news. One woman, Mary, had seen him. Now two men had seen him too. The news seems to be rolling along slowly, but soon it would snowball into a mighty gospel proclamation. Soon the whole world would know. He is risen. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.